91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another episode of the Top 5 Podcast featuring me, DJ Mac, and of course, the co-host, one and only DJ Rello.
Yo, what it do? What it do? How you feeling today, Mac?
A little tired. My head kind of hurts from last night, but I'm good.
It's Thursday, man. Short week.
I know. Dude, I can't believe tomorrow's Friday, dude. I keep thinking it's Tuesday because we had Monday and Tuesday off.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
It's messing with me. We're joined by the one and only Z-Bands yet again for another episode.
Yes.
And for another episode. Today we're going to be doing top five candies. I can't wait. This is going to be a good episode. I can't wait. Last week we did wing flavors.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
I did like that one.
Was Z-Bands in that? The wing flavor? You was in the wing flavor? Yeah.
And then like most of them.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with you for your number five on candy flavors.
Or just number candy five, candy, man. Candy is a thing that I've like grew out of, but like here and there I eat candy. Like I used to eat candy a lot. I mean, I think that's a normal feature.
So I think every kid did.
Like, but number five for me probably has to be the Carmelo bars.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The chocolate bars with the caramel on the inside. Yeah. I like those. Those are pretty good.
My number five would probably be Twizzlers.
Twizzlers
are good.
Twizzlers, I just can't get down with Twizzlers for some
reason. What do you mean, bro? Twizzlers
like
are so good.
Like, just regular Twizzlers, like
strawberry.
I can't get down with them.
Seriously?
Cherry is good.
Twizzlers are so good, bro. Yeah. Twizzlers slap.
Cherry is the ones that I can't get down with. The strawberry, okay, maybe. But, like, I thought Twizzlers went out of, like, commission. Like, I didn't think they was selling Twizzlers anymore.
They still sell Twizzlers.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to bring up some weird candies. Like, I always bring up some weird stuff during this podcast. So I got some oddball candies.
Oh, yeah, we already know.
My first one is kind of an old person candy. It's called Zots.
Zots?
Yeah.
Number five?
Yeah.
What they look like?
So it's kind of like an old person hard candy, but in the middle is like, it basically when you bite into it, it's like you're drinking a soda and it like fizzes.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
And it fizzes. There's like blue raspberry, watermelon, cherry, strawberry, and grape and green apple.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I do enjoy getting them. Yeah, Zots. Rello, number four.
Number four for me probably has to be... man, it's kind of hard.
I know.
But I think I'm going to go with... And I'm just trying... And I'm trying to think on, like, the most, like, the recent candies that I've been eating.
Yeah.
And probably number four, probably Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah,
all
that's right. A good one.
All right.
Sour, sweet, gone.
Versus sweet.
Nah, yes.
Versus sour and sweet, man.
Yeah, probably Sour Patch Kids. Yup. All
right.
My fourth one would be Sour Patch Kids, but the watermelon one. I like that.
Oh, yeah, the Sour Patch watermelons. Those are pretty good. Yeah.
Them bang.
Those are pretty good. My number four is actually bubblegum, but specifically Bazooka Joe.
I hate bubblegum. I can't lie. I hate bubblegum.
It'd be giving me a headache.
Like,
no, man, I love bubblegum.
But you're a ball player, too. You play baseball,
That, and, like, for some reason, like, helps me focus. Like, if I'm taking notes in class, I'll always have some bubblegum on me. Just gives me something to do and focus at the same time.
Right.
Specifically Bazooka Joe, because in the wrappers, they actually have, like, a little comic strip.
Oh, for
real? I know that one.
Yeah, and it's just kind of funny to read.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Rello, what's your number three?
Number three for me is Snickers.
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 I love me
three?
A Snickers. Not yourself when you hungry. I love me Snickers. And like they just grew on me too, like out of nowhere. All
right. Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. I can definitely eat me a Snickers anytime, anywhere.
All right.
That's three for me. I feel like no. That's three for me. Yeah, that's three.
Go ahead.
My number three would be the Sour Skittles.
I do like Sour Skittles. They're pretty good.
I hate Sour Skittles, bro. I hate Sour Skittles.
Bro, what is wrong with you?
Because, like...
They're so good.
Why Sour Skittles, though? Like, why are they sour?
I mean, they good.
Because you have a sweet Skittle. Why not have a sour Skittle?
Because, like, when it's...
Okay, I could get down... My bad for cutting you off. But I could get down with, like, the other different color... Like, the different color packets, like the blue packet.
Yeah.
The different, but the sour Skittles gotta go.
It's like it's like the sweet and sour sauce, but
yeah, because it gets sweet.
Yeah. It's basically if you combine Sour Patch Kids with Skittles.
No.
Yeah.
I just like sour stuff.
It is pretty good. All right, my number three are gummy bears.
Gummy bears is always a classic.
Yeah.
But like the Albanese gummy bears, like the eight flavors, like the I call them the chubby gummy bears.
Yeah.
I kind of like the fatter ones. They're so good.
Nah, yeah. Gummy bears is a classic. Like who yeah. doesn't like gummy bears?
Right. Yeah.
I think you're a weirdo if you know.
Right. Rello, what's your number two?
Number two.
Getting in the top two.
Number two. This is the top two, man. Number two for me is definitely going to have to be the watermelon Sour Patch Kids. Them are so good, bro.
That's my go-to movie snack.
Watermelon Sour Patch
Kids. Like, if I'm going to the movies, that'll be it.
Yeah, those bang. Those are different.
Yeah.
100%. What's you, Z-Bands? Talk to me. Talk to me nice, though.
This might be a weird one, but y'all know them Payday?
Paydays.
Yeah, I like them.
If I had to pick a candy bar, that's my favorite candy bar.
She did not talk to me nice.
I don't eat chocolate, so Paydays are like
they cool. Like I like them.
Paydays are like the one candy bar I do.
She didn't talk to me nice. I'm
it's
sorry.
Good.
I don't even have a comment on Paydays. Like
seriously,
they nasty. Move on. Too?
Have you ever had one,
Mac? Move on.
Have you ever had one?
Move on. I know I've never had a Payday in my life.
They is not bad.
Then you have to try one.
No.
Yes, they're so good, bro. Paydays slap.
You, have you tried it?
No.
It's like,
so then, how you got like, an opinion on it?
Because, like, Paydays. Damn. Like, who eats Paydays?
I do.
He do.
You don't right, see yo. Nobody going to the gas station to get Paydays.
Sometimes I be do. Like that.
I do.
I don't.
Yeah, dude.
I don't ever see anybody getting a Payday.
You going to the gas station.
When the last time you had a Payday?
Last week.
What? You're weird.
I had one like last month.
Okay. Y'all are weird. Y'all eat Paydays. Next.
You gotta try Payday.
No.
Yes.
No.
My mom used to like buy the whole box of them.
Payday.
Like, she used to buy the whole box bro. Of them and we used to eat them.
Yeah, that would have been straight wasted money in my household.
Whatever, bro. My number. Wait, yeah. Yeah, my number two is Sour Patch Kids.
I'm sour. Sweet. Gone.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Can't go wrong with the Sour Patch Kids.
For Christmas one time, my grandma got me a 2-pound bag of them.
What?
Yeah.
That's freaky.
And flat out, I ate probably half that bag in a sitting.
Okay, I don't know if I can, like, eat that much Sour Patch.
I don't think I could either, because I couldn't really taste much of anything for, like, 3 days.
What? I would have been, like, angry.
The malic, like the
that would have made me angry.
Like, the malic acid just kind of, like, melted my taste buds.
Yeah, that would have made me angry.
It was rough. Rolling.
Yep, number one. Number one, number one.
Number one.
Give me a drum roll.
not quite a drum roll. Not quite a drum roll. How about that? Yeah, little rock jam. Little rock jam.
Yep. So number one for me probably has to be Skittles. I mean, you can't go wrong with a bag of Skittles.
Just, like original? Just plain regular Skittles?
Yeah. Okay.
You can't go wrong.
Just plain regular Skittles?
Plain regular.
That's probably like the least, like the favorite I like the least.
What?
It is pretty basic.
I like the, yeah, it's basic. Like,
I like the tropical one.
Me too.
Better.
But I'm a basic guy
like
though.
The strawberry banana one, bro. Yeah.
You know how, like say y'all go out of town, like y'all ever been on a road trip going out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like if there's new food places out of town.
Yeah.
I'm like one of those that just be like, nah, I'm gonna just stick to my regular. Like, I don't try new stuff. Like, I'm a basic person.
When I went to Florida, like, not trying to change topics, but when you said that, I actually tried a lot of different, like, new restaurants, mm-hmm. and I only ate at two in the week that I did. I only ate at two different restaurants, or like two restaurants that we had here.
Mm hmm.
And it was like Subway and Domino's.
Right. Nah, yeah. I'm one of those that just stick to what I know.
Yeah, like I tried new pizza places. I tried a seafood place. I tried
Okay, new pizza places is different. Like, okay, I'll try a new pizza place because, like, why not?
I tried two new pizza places. Yeah. That's probably the best pizza I've ever had in my life, dude. Like $5 a slice pizza.
I'll probably try, like, anything. I like trying, like, different stuff.
Really, you should try a Payday.
No.
You should.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you should. So I'm going to get you for your birthday next week.
Sally, no.
I'm going to get you a payday.
What's your number one?
One for you, Z-Vans?
My number one would probably be, y'all know Mambo's?
Mambo's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the little chew candies?
Yeah.
Those are cool. Yeah, the little Mambas. Oh, yeah, for sure. Them are
that's
good.
My number one.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Them are good.
I get mad, though. Like,
cause, that was a good pick.
Because they advertise, like, five flavors, but then you only get three in the pack, and then you got to hope you get the flavor you want. Like, that always makes me upset.
Yeah.
Like, come on, give me a raspberry and, like, a strawberry. And then you open it, and you get lemon and orange, and you're like, man, this sucks. I'm still going to eat the candy, though.
Of course.
It's pretty good.
Number one for you, Matt.
This is probably the most slept on candy in the history of candy.
What is it?
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts?
What? Yeah. They're like the orange marshmallow ones.
I know what you're talking about. Like, that's not slept on. I just don't think
they're so like good. They're so good.
Oh, the orange.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bro, what do you mean? Bro, those candies are so good.
That's nasty.
Bro.
The big orange peanut.
The peanuts.
Yeah. The smushy.
Yes. Yeah.
No, boy, no.
No.
Bro, when I was
little. No way we're ending the podcast like this. What is going on?
They were so good, dude.
You got to give me an honorable mention because, like, right. I'm just not ending it on that.
Honorable mention?
He told some D slept on. I'm like, boy.
It is slept on. That candy is so good.
I need to continue to be slept on.
That candy is so good. What do you mean? I'm going to go with, like for an honorable mention, Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs. Okay, that's
okay,
cool.
Yes, yeah.
Like some orange Tic
Tacs. Better than circus peanuts.
Whatever.
Like what?
You never had a payday.
What?
You have no room to talk, bro.
A circus peanut is one of your favorite candies.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many candies in this world, Matt. And you choose circus peanuts that was made in like 1950.
I had a bag 3 days ago.
I just couldn't see myself doing
right.
it.
Like, they sound
personally.
Like mushy.
They're
like,
good
what
though.
What the flavor tastes like?
marshmallow. It's like marshmallows.
Yeah, I just couldn't get down with those. Mm-mm. Me personally.
Oh, I actually have an honorable mention.
What? Right.
Probably would be Twix. I like Twix.
Twix slap. Twix can't go wrong with a Twix.
I always thought the left and right side thing was dumb.
Yeah, I don't get that. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just a little joke.
It's just a little joke.
Yeah.
For a while, they made that like their main advertisement.
Yeah.
Are you a left Twix or right Twix person?
I'm a left Twix kind of guy.
When people,
I'm going
to
eat both.
I'm a left Twix kind of guy.
When people would ask me that and be like, I don't eat Twix. And they'd be like, it was the most unsatisfying answer they've ever gotten. I'm like, I don't care. I don't eat Twix.
You eat paydays.
Right. I eat paydays like a normal person.
Paydays.
Bro, there's nothing wrong with paydays.
Bro, he eats circus peanuts. I don't.
Okay, I don't know about that. That's,
I can't take that from you.
Like, bro, you got to try paydays.
You eat paydays. He eats circus peanuts. We're not in the same boat here. Like,
okay, but you eat the basic candies.
Right. Like, how is your favorite?
You eat sour Skittles.
Your favorite.
Okay,
your
that's
favorite,
better than original.
Your favorite candy is just Skittles, like plain Skittles.
Plain Skittles.
But you don't eat sour Skittles?
No.
Take a Sour Patch Kid and a Skittle and eat them at the same time. That's a sour Skittle.
No. Yes. Sour Patch Kids is not as sour as sour Skittles. And that's a fact.
I'm still thinking about circus peanuts.
Like Sour Patch Kids, they got that perfect sour to sweet ratio.
Okay.
But like sour Skittles is just too much sour.
Okay,
after
but
you
after,
chew it
after
for a little
yeah,
bit.
You gotta chew
suck
it
on it. You gotta suck on it to get the sweet.
Boy.
Nah. The Sour Patch Kids, they got that perfect ratio.
No.
Just
that y'all eat circus peanuts.
Come
on, bro. Paydays, come on, bro.
Paydays are good, bro.
Paydays are good. Bro, come on, bro.
You need to try.
That's
payday.
Like peanut butter
okay,
and a
not too
nut
much on
bar,
like,
dude,
it's like
with nuts.
It's peanut butter, caramel, and
nuts.
Taffy,
yeah, like peanuts.
Yeah.
No,
it's like chewy, crunchy,
no.
sweet, savory. Dude, it's the blend. It's the perfect blend, bro. Yeah, like when you eat a normal candy bar, you're like, man, that is unbelievably sweet. This has got like the sweet.
It's not too sweet.
It's got like the sweet, the savory. It's got the salt from the peanuts.
That's so what
it's
I'm talking
sweet.
About. It's good.
It's savory,
I'm telling you.
Circus peanuts.
Okay, I ain't okay.
Can we get off circus? Can we get off the circus peanuts?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
They're like, good though.
I just can't get down with that, Mac. I can't get down with you.
I got
no
an
more.
Old person tasting candy.
You really do.
I can't get down with him no more.
Like,
circus peanuts.
Like I eat
though.
Werther's.
Number one though.
Yeah, I don't know about number
hey,
one.
Hey, we taking this to the Instagram, bro.
Like I like Werther's.
Circus peanuts.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Thank you so much for listening. Find the rest of our podcasts at WEDMFM.com. Check out so many other podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. 91.1 WEDM.